How about roaches? Did they bother you?
Not so much in the early day. Crickets bother you quite a bit.
You ever use them for bait?
Crickets, yeah.
Well, they're dandy, aren't they?
They are.
I've never been where they're so plentiful as they are here. You can just go out and scoop them up in a bucket.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, I'd like to get a bucket full of them at cricket time and go out and try them out. I've caught them.
There's a whole bunch of them down here under the lights here on the sidewalk.
All right.
Minutes ago, yeah.
Huh. Boy, they're sure death on low fish. I bet catfish would eat them, too.
Yeah, then you catch catfish on crickets.
I know you can catch bluegills on grasshoppers.
Oh, you can catch them things. Bluegill and take a small grasshopper and catch a brim on him. You take a brim, I call them a Texas brim, I think they call it. They're a lot better eating fish than a perch.
Is that the one with the orange throat?
Yeah, it's got a very small mouth.
You know, uh-huh.
An old perch, his mouth get kind of like a bass.
Uh-huh. Boy, they're fun on a light fly rod. I used to enjoy catching those more than anything else, I think, when I was up in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Fish with my fly rod and put on a little bug with a cork body and some feathers and hair.
I caught a bass on the fly rod. And landed him, weighed 7 3/4 pounds.
Holy smokes.
On a bamboo fly rod.
Gee, around here?
Yeah, out here on ranch out west of Tallala down here.
Hmm.
Well, I stocked those ponds down there. We used to get government fish off of the baggage car here a long time ago before they started delivering them in trucks, you know, minutes.
You still fish?
Oh, yeah.
All right, George, I wish I could come over and go fishing with you.
Well,
I'm not inviting myself.
Best place to go fishing now is over at the lake, catch those crappies. Go over to the docks. Go over there in the winter. Winter time is the best time to catch them. Go over there in one of those heated docks. Sit there in a chair and catch your fish.
Huh. They furnish the bait, or do you have to?
Oh, you buy your own bait and pay for the privilege of fishing.
Uh-huh.
Cost you a dollar. Day to fish, and then the minutes cost you about 3 dozen. I think about $1 for 3 dozen minutes. That's enough.
Hmm.
If you're catching any fish at all.
I've tried to get my oldest daughter, who is now 6, interested in fishing, but I just don't know if I can do it. I'll get her yet. Well, what did you call this little bug that got under your skin when you went out and walked around in the bushes? Made a little red spot?
Oh, jigger.
You ever hear those called jigger around here?
Well, I've heard them called jigger, but mostly chiggers.
Uh-huh. How about red bug?
Hmm?
Anybody call them red bug?
No.
Guess that's too far south, too. How about these flying insects that sting? Not bees, but...
Wasps?
Yeah.
Wasps and yellow jackets.
Where do they build their nests?
Oh, they build them anyplace right up there on them. Wasps build a nest most anyplace. Usually under the eaves of the house.
Is there one like that builds a nest in the ground?
Not that I know, not a wasp. Ants in the ground, these big old red ants, but I don't know of any wasps in the ground.
Do they have hornets around here?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They build up under the eaves, too, huh?
Yeah.
How about this insect that builds a mud nest up on your porch? Or?
Oh, that's a mud dauber.